Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 358, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
A piece of dog hair in my mouth, Pods.
Well, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a normal occurrence for you, I would say.
Yeah. Yep.
He sheds quite a bit. Is it more down there in the weather or less?
Hard to say. I mean, he's
like, but like when
scary. I mean,
like retriever.
I think notice it more than Fenway because we had carpeting up in Minnesota, so the carpeting caught most of it,
which is kind of gross. To think,
but you didn't actually see it. You would only notice it when you vacuumed.
That's true.
So, but with the
hard
tile, it just kind of clumps, like you know, in the front of the door, and
it collects, and then the wind blows it around
different areas. So you can notice. Like I will literally vacuum and mop the floor, and 2 hours later, you start seeing it again.
Yeah. Are there certain times where he sheds? Like I don't know. Like
no, it's our fault. We need to brush him more. Like they have this thing called the Furminator. That Ooh. Just gets all of his undercoat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on us. Like we just need to comb him more and get rid of it more.
Does he hate it or he just?
No, he likes being brushed. But when he gets those, what do you call it? Not the like when it clumps up.
Oh, like knots.
Yeah, whatever. Like when he gets some of the knots, he doesn't like us brushing through the knots.
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't feel good.
But yeah, he does like to be combed.
That's good.
Yeah,
he's a prima donna like you.
Oh, big time. Big gets his nails. He loves getting, we call him puppy pedicures. We got this lotion that we put on his pads.
Yeah.
Because when he goes for walks, like his pads get ripped up. So, and he just lays on his back and puts his paws up and lets us rub the stuff on there. Oh, yeah. He's a big time prima donna. Oh, he sleeps about 20 hours a day.
It's a beautiful thing.
Isn't that fantastic?
Between the two of you, you guys got it made. I don't know whose life I would like more. Yours or
his? Is better. His is better.
I don't know. He doesn't play golf.
That's true. No.
it's pretty close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
It's pretty close. What else is new?
Not much, Pods.
How's the weather? To turn around or is it still
cold off? It's cooled off again.
Did it? That's no good.
Yeah.
I saw something. Is there some heat coming in, though?
Oh, yeah. After this cold front, we're going to get into the high 70s for the next 7 to 10 days. Yeah.
Right for the Willings coming down.
Yeah.
Should be nice and warm for them. That'll be good.
Oh, good swing, Pods. Good ball.
We got some feedback on that. Apparently, we killed Doug. I didn't think we were really throwing him under the bus that much last week, but I guess we did.
Yeah, he thought so.
He thought so. I don't even know what about, like just about the drive to the Everglades, that it was 7.5 hours. And
I think we mentioned his stench, didn't we?
Well, that was nothing. I mean, that was something that's very common. But I don't know. I don't think he was actually upset about it, but he did bring it up that we were killing him. It's funny, though, because, that's the thing. He said that, and I was like, well, I better listen. Did I leave something in? Because I thought we hammered him more after the episode was over. The post-recording, we'll make him think about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Have you been playing any golf? I haven't got any check-ins from you
lately. I haven't played in a little while. I'm playing tomorrow with Duffy.
Oh, nice. How come you haven't played?
Just lousy weather. And then
part
of my crew was up north for the holidays. So.
Oh, so they're quarantining now that they're back?
Oh, no. We're playing as soon as John gets off the airplane.
There you go.
How about you? Have you been playing much?
No, I thought about it. It was actually well, I thought about it last week, but I couldn't get out of work. But today it got up to like 50, but it was raining in the morning.
Yeah, I was watching the Weather Channel. It looked miserable up in Boston.
A ton of rain, and then the sun came out for like an hour, and it was like in the 50s, and then it got dark. It's not supposed to be too bad. We don't have anything in the extended that I saw that looks too gnarly coming up. Mid-40s. I'll take 40s.
Oh, I'll take that, Ponce. January, I'll take that anytime.
Every day in the 40s right now is one day it's not snowing, which is all I care about.
Yeah, but then once you get past the awful cold, then you go into your snow season.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. There could be a snowy February. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, in March.
Is that what you're hoping for?
I am hoping that you guys get hammered.
I'm sure that's true. Why do you hate me so much? Why do you want me to be miserable?
I don't. I want you to be happy.
I'm not happy when it snows. And you know that. That's all right.
I told you I want you to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, that's fair. It is a good look. Or it is interesting when someone else hits rock bottom, isn't it?
Yes.
Being privy to that. Because you know you're the first one I'd go to. Like if I actually hit rock bottom due to snow, you're getting the message.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna sponsor you.
Just take the shovel overhead, tomahawk it across the street. Try not to hit the mailbox. So you got to give me like the play-by-play?
I did mine sideways. Mine was more of a helicopter.
Oh, like you're throwing a club.
Yeah, I was looking for distance, actually.
I got you. Oh, you really were. You thought about it, huh?
Yes.
Because like I could see like it slipping out of your hand and you just kind of like throw it forward and then you kick it or something. But you actually like put a little bit of strategy into it.
I helicoptered it, correct.
It's not bad. With a shovel, that's tough because the weight distribution is
Yeah, but mine was the plastic one. Mine's the one so that you don't hurt your back. It has like that Z handle.
Oh, so you got some aerodynamics on that.
Yeah, so I have that one to do the snow removal. Then I had one of the heavier ones so that I could try to get rid of some of the ice and slush. You need like 15 shovels when you live up there.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's awful.
And it doesn't go away.
And I had the company who plows, and I still had the shovel.
That's bad news, isn't it?
Oh, that's the worst.
So they come and plow, and they pack it all down, and then you got to go out and...
No. They only wait until the end of the storm. Oh, so when you're coming home from work and you have 10 inches, oh, they're not coming until that last flake hits, and then they're going to start coming out at 4 in the morning, waking you.
I forgot, because that was a townhouse, so you had like HOA fees or whatever that
paid. Yeah.
Now, is plowing included at your place in your HOA fees down there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You got the
plowing. It's a small. It's a nominal fee, though. I think it's like 5 cents a month or something. Okay,
just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. It's more of an insurance policy.
That's funny.
We were talking about the plowing, and another meltdown that I had.
Oh boy.
Is when I'd come home from work, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd have to get going to try to get up my driveway. So I would take the turn coming into my townhome.
This is like pre-plowed or even after they plowed? Just because?
No. This is pre-plowed.
Oh, when they're like 4 or 5 inches in the
driveway. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'd take the corner, and then my neighbor Spendler was the first house, and then I was the second house. So I'd take it pretty good, but I didn't want to lose control and end up in somebody's front yard. So I'd have to take it so I got the momentum so that I could get up my driveway. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Did you ever get stuck going up the driveway?
I would never get up the driveway. So I'd get about 3 feet, and then the tide, and then I'd fall right back into the street.
And you have a stick, so that would always be
right.
Tougher even.
Yeah, so then I try again, and then it would end up falling back, and then I'd just say F it, and I'd throw the emergency brake on, maybe like kick the tire a few times, and then just go into my house with my car in the middle of the street.
Regroup.
I'd take Fenway just around the block real quick so he could go to the bathroom, and then I'd have to shovel my driveway, and then shovel the street so I could get my damn car out of the street.
Right, exactly.
And then get it in, then we take him for his walk.
Miserable.
It was awful. I'm miserable right now. Just
thinking about it, and you don't even have to ever deal with it.
No. It's the worst. And then right up there with raking leaves, right? It's another useless activity.
At least when it's raking leaves, like the weather's not terrible, but it's a bad sign.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's still bad. It's a worthless activity.
It is.
Every single year they fall and they die and fall.
It's true, they do. Every year. It's like cutting your hair, I guess, if you think about it. Well, that's something I don't mind, because you're not actually doing anything.
Yeah, you're not actually doing it.
I guess cutting the grass would be considered a useless activity, because it just grows again. But
yeah, that is true. That is true, although I enjoy cutting the grass, and I haven't cut it in about 5 or 6 weeks right now.
Yeah, it slows down that much.
Oh, huh? Yeah, there's nothing.
Does it get brown?
Yeah, it browns up a little bit.
Like, does it go dormant because it's the warm season? Because you have, like, the Bermuda and the...
St. Augustine. Yeah, I mean, it's rough right now. Like, there's patches where it hasn't, you know, where it hasn't been able to grow through.
Because I know the golf courses down there, they overseed with the perennial rye.
Yeah, that's right. Is that why they do that?
Yeah, to prevent, like, the browning out and the patchiness. It fills
in. Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, because even the golf course now, it's like the greens are perfect. I mean, they're rolling at 12, 12 and a half. But the fairways aren't gorgeous. They're green, but they're not that lush middle of July green.
I think like the Bermuda, it might not be Bermuda. I'm not 100% sure, but I know some of it goes dormant. A lot of courses down south will actually like paint the fairways.
Oh,
the
really?
Grass goes dormant, so they do like a turf paint.
Oh, okay.
To keep it green. Or they just let it go. Or they do the overseed with the rye. There's different ways. Different ways to approach it. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Mm-hmm.
This is the, this is a cocktail in a can, a Richard Pale in a can.
That word's so dumb, isn't it?
It's an American Mule. This is the Fire Mule.
Dick Tail.
It's bourbon whiskey with cinnamon, ginger, and other flavors. 7% alcohol, made with bourbon whiskey. So I've had these before. They have all different ones. They have like a Mexican one with tequila. They have a Caribbean one made with rum. They have the traditional with vodka. This one's made with cinnamon whiskey.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't smell good. It smells awful.
Smell like a candle?
No, it smells like... I can't even describe it. It just smells... I don't know. Remember when we like poured the cigarette butts down the garbage disposal at the Orange Lake?
No! Before the cigarette butts from me and Schaefer from outside on the Lanai?
Yeah. That's kind of what it smells like. One sip, everyone knows the rules. This one's not super promising. I don't like this one.
Are you going to get through it?
Yeah, I'm already halfway through with like three sips. It's I bought a 4-pack of them because they're new, and I like the other ones these people make, but this one's not a big fan. One sip, everyone knows the rules. Anything above a 3, I finish. So I'm going to go with a 3.0 because this is just on the line.
You have that look like you're like almost 100% in a hole, and you're going to finish it off with like a little swig of vodka.
That would help. Something would help. It's not good.
That's the look you had when you were trying to get it down. That's the look like you were just drinking straight grain.
Yeah, it wasn't alcohol. Good. Not a fan of this one. That's about as bad as it gets that I'll actually finish it, a 3.0. Wow. Anything under a 3, I won't finish. So that's right on the lip. I'm not happy about that one. Bad purchase on my part. Anything else you want to add here? Should we take a little break?
We'll take a break, but let me add something real quick.
Okay, sure.
We did get a message from our friend Chad Hickman calling me out. Did you read that?
Yeah, I didn't want to respond because that didn't seem like you, because you're like an Alabama homer.
I am. Not meaning to call you out, but I remember you on a podcast last year saying Alabama/Saban's dynasty was over when they lost in the playoffs. Just want you to know it wasn't quite over. Roll Tide.
That doesn't sound like something you'd say.
I think I did, though. I think I thought maybe, you know, because you're hearing all the, quote, experts. I think the game's passing them by. And the game can pass them by, but when you recruit like that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, he could, with his teams, he could, like, start running the eye again.
Yeah. He had, like, the 12 best players on the field. I think the best player in Ohio State would have been, like, the 10th or 12th best player.
I heard somebody say that this may have been the best team ever.
In college football. They said the only one that was close was last year's LSU team.
Yeah.
What they said. I don't know. I don't watch enough to know the answer to that.
I don't either.
But you would think, though, with how much better these kids get coming out of high school, that every year's national championship would be the best team ever. Like, yeah, 19, like 1947 Army or whatever would not even be able to be on the field with these teams right now.
Yeah, just right. I mean,
game's so different. So you can't compare it.
No, like
even
I know.
Even Nebraska from the 90s, they'd lose 65-6 to these teams. They would get run out of the stadium. You know what I mean?
Kind of what, maybe get fire up the old Tecmo Bowl seat and see if that we can play like some old school Nebraska when they had dominant defense to see if they could stop this Alabama team.
That would be pretty cool. Do some simulations. Still wouldn't be, obviously wouldn't be indicative. But all right, on that note, I am surprised. That's why I didn't respond, because I did not think that you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why. I'll eat the pie, Pods. I'll eat You'll the own pie.
It. Well, I didn't want to be like rubbing it in, because I was like, that doesn't sound like something you'd say. I was like, that sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
You know, I am an SEC homer, and I did root for, I do root for Alabama, especially against Ohio State.
Yeah.
But I do root against them. Like, I think against Clemson and some of the Southern teams, I always want them to beat Northern teams, because you have right. that clash, but.
But you don't mind if – what about, like, if they're playing USC? Because you don't like the Pac-12 either, really.
I don't like the Pac-12, but USC's been out of it for so long that I right, might root for USC.
Not like the cheating Pete Carroll USC.
No, not when they were so flamboyant in your face. No, I would have definitely rooted against them.
Yeah.
The cheating Pete Carroll.
Well, they – I mean, those were, like, big money payroll teams.
Yeah, gold tooth rolling in with his Rolls Royce.
All right, let's take a break. Come take my hand. You should know. All right, we are back for break, episode number 358 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, we're talking about how magic this is, right, Billy?
The lovely and talented Olivia Newton-John on our first bumper.
Was that from Xanadu?
Yeah, I think it was.
So I do have to do a little bit of mousekeeping here, because right before the break, I said it was a 3.0, and then I could finish it, and then I looked at it again. And I went and I grabbed the Narragansett. I couldn't do it. I'm going to downgrade it to 2.9 below the finishing level. So now I'm on to the Gansett, which is a 9.9 for me. Tolerable. I just want that on the record, because I couldn't finish that. Anyway, so as pretty much anyone listening to this has probably heard by now, our good friend, what do you call him? What did Pete Werner call him?
Bob Chapek.
The bald what? Did he
call bald weasel?
Something like that. Maybe not even. But Bob Chapek has decided, among other people, to eliminate Disney's Magical Express at the end of this year. So starting in 2022, you can no longer get a ride from the airport to your Disney hotel, which is a huge perk of staying on property. For people out of town, as you know, and as you've taken advantage of in the past, pretty much every time you flew down, right?
Three times. I mean, I would want to say it was relatively new, but my first trip back after not going for like 20 years was 2010 with my mom, and I had no idea what this thing was.
Right. But your mom knew about it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to email you. I'm going to send you a bag tag. And
Right.
All right, whatever. Okay, just... put it on my bag and I'm good to go. Yeah, okay. I mean, I was an adult, so I could figure it out, but that was fantastic. I mean, because the last time I went was with my buddy when we were like
renting a car, and you couldn't even rent the car.
We couldn't rent a car because we were under 25. We had to do the cab.
Right.
A little jitney, you know.
Yeah, not that it's expensive, but it's a pain. You got to go get your luggage, drag it around, hail a cab down. It's not a quick ride, and then you're just sitting in the back of this cab, awkward. Like, even just taking, like, the lift. A couple times I've taken the lift back from property.
Yeah.
It just feels, like, awkward.
Because you're not half in the bag talking about Bobby Parrish. That's the problem.
I guess that's true.
Lift's a little different sober at, in the afternoon.
That's a good point, yeah. But the Met, I mean, I love the Magical Express. It made getting into the airport, like, you just felt like you were starting your vacation. Uh-huh. You know, you get on that little, the tram from the terminal to the main terminal.
Mm-hmm. And then you just follow the signs.
And you just follow the signs. You don't have to touch anything. Like, now you got to go to luggage check. You got to wait for your luggage to come out, pull it off the carousel, drag it around. Especially if you got kids, then you got to drag their, because, you know, like, a six-year-old is not dragging her luggage around. So now I got mine, theirs, got car seats, if you got to bring car seats.
Probably going to have to rent one of those things for $2 or $3, whatever.
Yeah, I did that when we rented the car, when we drove to your house. Yeah. I rented one of those things, the trolley. Yeah. I think it was $5 now or something.
Which is fine. I'd rather.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, it was worth doing. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know. It's just such a nice benefit to not have to, like, just not to have to get your luggage. And then getting on the bus, and the bus ride was nice. They had the video. I mean, the new video stunk compared to the old one, but yeah, they still had the video playing. They showed the cartoons and everything. You just felt like you were there already. It just added the extra to your vacation where you didn't have to think about it. Once you stepped off the plane, you always go to the bathroom right away as soon as you get off the plane. Once you got out of that bathroom in MCO, you're like, okay, the vacation has started now.
Uh-huh.
Now you got to go to the rental car counter, or you got to get a lift, or you got to arrange to get, you know, a get on a bus like that to property or however they're going to do it. And it's just extra layers of planning. But the thing is, you have to do that anyway. So that was one of the reasons why, like, I'll pay a little extra. You can get a nice accommodation off property, right off property, for what, half the price? If depending on what you're looking for, easily half the price. And you're like, well, then I have to rent a car. I have to figure out how to get there, and it's a pain and all this. But now you got to do that anyway, so you might as well save the money and not stay on property. What's keeping you? What's keeping me on property when I take a vacation there? Besides just being a rube and a big time
I don't know. I saw something from my Disney experience last week after the announcement. So you tell me.
Well, it's still going. Magical Express. Oh,
true,
is still,
true that. Okay.
But we're probably going to. Well, that doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. But I mean, I guess, you know, people be like, well, you can find a way from the airport. Of course you can. It's not like, it's not going to prevent me from vacationing in Central Florida. But it's going to make me vacation in Central Florida. It's not going to make me just vacation at Disney World. That kept me on property on lots of trips. Like, that basically, you know, would it put like a moat around the place. Like, you couldn't get out.
Like I told Kristen, like, we most of the times when we travel, like 100% of the times, we get a car because I'm a land person and I want to see it. We go to California, I want to go to San Diego, LA, all over. But like I said, if I went to a place like Hawaii that I know nothing about, I want to be picked up at the airport and dropped off where I'm going.
Right. Because you're probably just going to spend the whole time at the resort anyway.
Yeah, if we do Alani, I don't know what their accommodations are, but that's what I want to do. And then when we go to the other parts of the island, I'll rent a car and go from there. But, you know, if I go on like a European trip, I would like to do one of those where you're like with not necessarily a complete tour, but where you're on buses and they're doing all that stuff for you.
Right.
And that's what was so great about Disney was that you didn't have to worry about a thing.
It was just the ease of it. Ease. It just made it so easy.
And yet you paid a premium, but you were fine with it because it was here. It's going to cost me $4,000 for this trip. And then I don't have to think about a thing. Nothing.
Right. That was the same thing in my mind with the dining plan. I know I wasn't making money on the dining plan. It wasn't like I was saving money. It was just right. I could pay it all ahead of time. I didn't have to think about
simplicity.
It. And they're taking all that away. Like the dining plan, obviously that's more pandemic related, but there's rumors that's not going to come back at all.
There's rumors that my favorite program Tables in Wonderland
might not come back. Might at all. Not sure. I mean, who knows if FastPass will even come back?
Oh, you'll have to pay for those.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. They'll be all
come back, bots. Cheapik's going to be standing there with his hand. $5. Space Mountain, $5.
Just like Extra Magic Hours. Well, those are gone, but don't worry. You could pay to come in late. You could pay another $60 to go in for another couple hours. That's the thing. It's just the audacity of it, too. Like, they do their press release, and they make it sound like they're doing you a favor.
That's the thing that bothers me. Okay, I understand that we're in a pandemic. I understand that they're at 25%, and they're probably having to run 2 to 3 more buses because of the social distancing and this and that, and you can't pack everybody on it. I understand it. But to look me in the face and say, you'd rather pay $50 out of your pocket to take a Lyft than use our free transportation. That's what bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you gave a press release and said, we're losing our shirts.
We just can't.
We're getting decimated right now. Even as we're open at 35%, we're still losing $20 million a day. It's not the $30 million that we're losing when we're completely closed, but now, all right, we're losing $15 million, whatever it is. It's still a lot of money, but just, I know you got to be positive, but we're not stupid.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, you know, Extra Magic Hours are gone, but you could come in a half hour early every day.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing. And I hate to keep kicking them, but a half hour?
You can't even get like from one part of the park to the other.
They opened the parks early to begin with because we went to Hollywood Studios to get in to try to get the fast pass for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
They let you in the gates anyway.
We're walking in there at 9:20. Park opens at 10. Right. They're letting us and we're walking in. So what is the half hour then? Do you get there at 9? Because the general admission now is 9:30, which is a half hour. I mean, whatever. And I'm not a rope drop guy, so it's not going to do anything for me. But
yeah, but a half hour early now means 11:30 instead of noon. Half of these. I mean, the parks are open.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
And that's the thing. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying they should, like, drop their ticket prices right now because You know the deal going in. Obviously, the crowds are a lot less, but you're not getting the full experience right now.
No, you're not.
And it's okay. I mean, I understand that. Like, that's the thing. You don't have to, like, tell us that we're doing this because, you know. But they make it sound like they're doing you a favor. It's like, there's so many good options of transportation. And even though that's gone, you know, now that FastPass Plus is going to come back again at some point, it's like, well, that's not a new thing. And then the half hour early, it's like, so we're taking away these 1 hour in the morning or 3 hour in the evening. And we're giving you a half hour in the morning. Like they're doing, like, I don't know. It's just the spin they try to put on it. And you know what they could do easily is just charge for the damn thing, the Magical Express.
Oh, which they will when it comes back.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'd like to have the option.
Yeah, the only problem I have is you're already paying for it. It's free, and everybody's complaining that they're taking away free service. Come on.
Of course, it's built in, and then but you're not. They're not going to reduce the rates now that they're not doing it.
Nope.
Just like the housekeeping. Like they tell you, you know, if you don't take housekeeping every day, they'll give you like the $10 gift card. It's like, oh, you're making out. It's like, no, you're saving. They're not doing it because they're being nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm surprised they even, I mean, now they probably have to do it more, but I don't know. It's just all that, the little things they're doing that just take everything away.
And they're not giving you anything in return.
Now, if they said we're taking away the Magical Express, but we're not gonna charge you to park at the resorts anymore. We know more people are gonna rent cars because of this. So tell you what, no more. We're gonna rescind the parking fee.
Isn't that the greatest thing? Like a lot of people thought that then when they instituted the pay for parking. Well, they just want to incentivize people to take the Magical Express.
Right. Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, they want you to stay on property, Pods.
That's the thing, too. It's like, it doesn't keep, like, if you rent a car, like, all right, maybe I'll check out Universal. Maybe I'll go to SeaWorld. Maybe I'll go to Gatorland for a day. Maybe instead of the 7-day park hopper, we'll do a 5-day park hopper.
Maybe I'll go to Walmart and buy a bunch of stuff so I'm not buying a $7 bottle of Budweiser.
I'll tell you, that's definitely happening when we have a car. You talk about the food, the souvenirs, Bill. You go to the Walmart over there?
Yeah.
The whole section, it's all Disney shirts and toys, and they're all $5. It's like, you bring the girls there, they don't know a difference.
And you can go to some of those retail outlets that we used to go with your sister. I don't know if she ever, I'm sure she took you one
time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like literally across the street from where she lived.
Right. But that's the thing. You go, you're in the parks and you see like a little stuffed animal that they want and it's $22. You go to Walmart, it's $7. It's the same thing. But now
let's
I couldn't
go. Let's go have. Let's spend a half a day. This is going to be our pool day, so let's go off to iDrive, get a nice breakfast for $15 instead of $60.
Right.
We'll do a little bit of shopping. We'll come back and we'll have a pool day and take naps.
Yeah, not like it's a big excursion to go to Walmart, but you know what? You go get your bottles of water. You go get your chips. You go get your whatever you want to keep in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the 24-pack of beer, 12-pack of beer, instead of going and buying it at the resort.
And there's nothing wrong with going to the bar, going to Petals and having a few.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the night that we met up with Tiki Sean, we dragged our cooler down there and we saved a ton of money.
Yeah, that's true. But if you go to Walmart, because now you're renting a car that you wouldn't have. So you go to Walmart, you just get a couple stupid things, and you could get the stuff you forget, the sunscreen. Instead of spending $20 on a thing of sunscreen at the park, you go there and get it for $4.99 at Walmart.
Right, right.
Like the little stuff.
The cheap sunglasses. Oh, I forgot my sunglasses. Yeah. Well, I don't want to pay $150 on a new pair of Oakleys, but I want something decent. Well, yeah, go to Walmart and spend $15-$20.
Right. It'll last you the week, no problem. And then you're gonna, and like stuff like that. It's like you just, I don't know, how much money are they going to lose on that kind of stuff?
A lot, because trust me, retail, their margins are enormous.
Oh, of course,
they especially are. When you're giving 20% to 30% off for pass holders during their slow times. Well, what is your margin exactly?
Right,
80.
At least it's got to be close to that on most of that stuff. I mean, how much are the t-shirts now? $26.
Yeah, 30. Yeah, sometimes 30, depending on the brand.
So, you know, you think they're paying more than $5 for those t-shirts, landed cost with the amount they buy?
www.dpublic.com/www.
But I mean, just that kind of stuff where now, like you mentioned, we have tentative plans for July right now. So I just booked, they have a nice little discount out, so I booked a split stay at Beach Club Billy. 2 days at beach. You know what? It, what do you think it was for the room in July, Beach Club?
A night?
Standard room. Yeah.
Well, I actually look because I'd like to go up maybe the same time, and I was looking at Yacht Club.
Okay, Yacht Club was more, but
I think Yacht Club for Florida resident was low threes.
Oh, wow. So the Florida resident's a better deal than the regular one right now.
That's what I want to say. I want to say, what are you, $350?
It was $330 a night.
Yeah, $330 is a great deal.
For Beach Club. And then Yacht Club was like $365. It was like $30 more for Yacht Club than Beach Club.
I'll have to recheck. I think it was pretty close. I think Beach Club's the play for the kids. So I think that's a much cooler place. Yacht Club's more for us. You know, it's more of a quieter, I mean, laid back.
They're connected. They're the same thing. Anyway. No,
they're the same thing. I'm just saying. I think the theming and
the color
palette is nicer for kids.
But the plan is to just do that for the first 2 days and just do the pool, not even go to the parks.
No, yeah,
just do the pool. And then we're gonna switch resorts and go to Art of Animation for a couple nights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on our checkout day, we'll probably go to Epcot because we'll be right there. And then we'll do the parks after that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. While we're staying at Art of Animation in the Little Mermaid room. So that's the plan right now. And like I said, everything's kind of tentative. But the other part of it is we're going to do like five or six nights in a VRBO after.
Beautiful.
So instead of staying a week at Disney, we're going to stay 4 days at Disney and do like six nights off property.
I think it, back to what we were discussing a few minutes ago, I think VRBO is going to kill it right now, especially with COVID. People mm-hmm. want to go down there, but they still want the separation.
Yeah, you're in a house.
You have a house.
Yeah.
And what were your rates for the? Did you already book a VRBO?
Not yet. I'm gonna do it soon. I'll find one that has a good cancellation policy because we don't know 100% based on travel restrictions at that time and if we get actually, if we both Pete have likes, the vaccine by then.
Pete likes meets buddies. They just did a show. They have some like two VRBO condos, and I heard like they're like super easy cancellation policies.
Yeah, there's some that like a lot of the cancellation policies are very lax right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can put it in when you search, like cancel up to 2 weeks before for 100% refund can be one of your options.
But I mean, you had to have done some preliminary searches. What are you looking at? $99 a night?
I could find something nice for less than that. For six nights total with the fees, I found tons of nice ones under $800 total. Yeah. For six nights, like so, you you look at the nightly fee; it says $80, but then there's like a $400 cleaning charge.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I just do the total. I like sort it by like
yeah, that's
total.
Exactly how I do. Yep. So, especially for us with the pet fee.
Yeah. So for $800 though, for like six nights in like a 3-bedroom, 2,000-square-foot condo that has like a pool on site and a game room on site and stuff like that, it's perfect. So the plan is to rent a car. After, from like from Disney Springs or from the Swan and Dolphin, rent a car at that point. So take the Magical Express in, rent the car, drive to the rental place, the VRBO, and then just have the car and go around. We could still come on property if we want to go to go to Disney Springs or go to a hotel and eat. Or we could just stay off property and do Gatorland and Legoland and stuff like that. I don't know. And that's not, obviously it's not directly due to Magical Express. I mean, I kind of wanted to do that anyway.
Yeah, right.
But in the future, I'll just rent a car at the airport, get a rental place, and go to the hotels and eat there and hang out at the resorts if I want.
I think that's the play. I think moving forward, that's the play of the rental car, especially when you have kids.
Yeah. Now that they're getting older where I don't have to lug car seats, I could probably just take the little booster seats now, which are small enough. That just go in the back seat and like I don't need to lug the big ones around with me. And then as they get older and they don't need car seats at all.
Because I do like the convenience of the buses.
Right.
But at the end of the night, when you're waiting for three or four buses, there's
that's
nothing
true.
More.
Even driving to Epcot. Like unless you're staying at an Epcot resort or a Skyliner resort or something. Like, yeah, if Magic Kingdom, it's better to take the bus.
Yeah, because it drops you off right up front. Magic Kingdom's a pain to get to from the parking lot.
But like driving,
you can just hoof it. Or if you don't want to, you can just take the tram. Well, the trams aren't running right now, but
But Epcot or Animal Kingdom, driving
Hollywood
nice.
Studios, they're all easy to walk to the gate.
Right. Although Hollywood Studios is different now. Is it still easy? I know they redid the whole parking lot and the way you drive in.
You know what?
Have you driven in since that?
No, because every. The last time we went, we took the Skyliner.
Hmm.
Yeah. I did drive in because remember when I was afraid that I was going to miss my Galaxy's Edge because there was so many cars coming in. Yeah, it's super easy to walk it.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't remember since I haven't been. But yeah, I mean, I think renting the car is the way to go. Stay off property, save. What, $1,000 on your resort and then spend $250 on the rental car?
The other thing that everybody turns their head at, Swan and Dolphin, they don't have Magical Express. Yeah, neither does the Yacht and Beach Club.
Yeah, not anymore. You're right. The Swan and Dolphin's a good choice, and then you're still in the bubble.
Yeah.
And then, you can still rent your car. Not a bad play either. But even Swan and Dolphin is inflated compared to off-property. Play.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm just saying to get a deluxe like that, you're paying almost half of what.
Right, exactly. I didn't even look at that, but we just wanted to do the Storm Along Bay for the girls.
That's
like
Beach
Club was kind of a no-brainer. We were looking maybe Animal Kingdom, but the pool's not as good there.
No. And I think beach is better for the summer. Like I said, I think animal is really nice at the holidays and when it's cooler.
Yeah.
But beach club, I mean.
But going forward, even if we want to do that, like we could do the same thing. Stay two nights and then do a VRBO. Get your tickets and do all the parks while you're at the VRBO and just stay at the resort for 2 days.
Tell your old man that you're staying at a deluxe.
No, I haven't. Well, we told him we're thinking about going, but we haven't really done any place. But for $330, that's not bad.
He's going to have a Fred Sanford moment in the driveway. The park. But,
you know what's nuts, though? Huh? Coronado is like $225.
I mean, like I said, you have a number in your head of what you think that you're willing to pay. Like when you get into the $400, $500, $600, you're like, you're out of your mind.
No, it's not worth it for me. But yeah, it's like a 30%. I don't know, the Florida resident, we might have to talk offline. Because if you're going, you could book two rooms with that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I could.
So if it saves me,
I'll look. I think it was
a few bucks.
Yeah, look, it was a pretty good deal.
You never, you know, if you're definitely going to do it, if we're definitely going to do it, then because you just have to. If you
want us up there, I don't want to infringe on your.
No, I mean, we're just going to hang out at the pool those days. So,
trust me, I'm completely fine with that.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to,
we could go miniature golf. That's right
that's
walking distance.
Exactly, so one of the things that I was thinking of doing with the girls.
See, we think alike, don't we?
And then you and I can go do the grass course maybe at night. Check that out. We'll take the girls on the easier one.
Plus, they don't have that handprint scan anymore. You could take one of our magic bands. We could have two Michael Hurleys walking through the International Gateway.
Oh, to go into the park. Hey, just
we'll get a pizza to go from Via Napoli and come back to the pool.
Oh, I didn't.
Everybody's eating all that garbage, like quick service, and we got like a nice melon pizza from Via Napoli.
Melon and prosciutto pizza. Hey, what's going on?
Calamari, ah, beautiful.
Oh yeah, they don't do any, like they don't have pictures either, right?
Mm-mm.
You just walk in with the band. I think they'd know if it was the same band scanned twice.
Yeah, they probably would.
I could wear Susie's, just throw Susie's on there. Because you could change the name in my Disney experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. So Susie could just, I could just change it to you.
I just change it to Gary Hurley. You get banned for life.
I don't want to test it and get trespassed.
Just to go get a pizza. Spend $60 on a pizza.
When I used your mom's band, I got interrogated.
That's right. That was just for a fast pass, too.
No, I was trying to get into Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, your mom gave me her band to use up the rest of their food credits.
Oh, that's what it was.
Like a few months ago, and her band was the same color as mine. So when we're walking out the door to go to Typhoon Lagoon,
I
took hers.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you know Mackenzie Aruda? And I'm like, why are you asking me that? I'm like, yeah. What is she in relationship? I'm like, she's my cousin. Who's Susan Aruda? I'm like, my aunt. Why would you have her magic band? I'm like, that's her magic band? Oh, she gave it to me so I could use her dining credits. I mean, it took forever. I'm like, dude, like, here's my license. Here's my phone that shows that I have APs.
I have
like,
an annual band. I'm not going to use an expired band to try to get it. The same color. We made a mistake.
But he was probably just a mall cop who was,
we got one.
Right, well,
you get
one.
You get like a $50 spiff for each person you trespass. A little bonus in that paycheck at the end of the week.
You know what else I think is ridiculous?
What's that?
When we're talking about the cancellation of the Magical Express. Yeah. So you supposedly have this commuter rail that's going to go from like Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando to Tampa.
The train. Yeah.
Right. And people, you can just, okay. So, what up? So, we're going to get our bags. Mm-hmm. You got the backpacks over your shoulders. You got the bags. You're going to lug those onto the green rail.
Right.
Take that to Disney Springs.
And then
get out and try to get a transfer bus to Pop Century.
Right. There's no place for luggage on?
Yeah, exactly.
And they'd have to have different buses there. For the resorts, for like transfers from that train, if they do that,
yeah, I guess I don't know.
Fine. But then, like, the train's not free either,
right?
And like you said, it brings you to Disney Springs, which is like
Oh, yeah. You know, middle of July when it's 98 degrees, that's what I want to do, don't you?
Just sitting in the parking
just
lot.
Just stopping around four bags.
Yeah. That's probably the main reason they got rid of it is the luggage service. That was probably costing them a lot.
I'm sure this thing costs them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure it costs a lot.
You know what's going to really stink if they get rid of, and I think it's gone now and it probably won't come back, is the luggage check-in at the resort.
That is gone right now.
I know it's gone now, and I'm guessing that's not coming back at all. Which is, that's a huge, even if there was no Magical Express, that's a huge plus if they have that.
Uh-huh.
But that's probably gone as well. Especially like either the golf club, like when I've had the golf clubs, being able to just throw those things and not have to deal with them the rest of the day, just have your backpack with you. Huge advantage. But yeah, I mean, I think something like I'm doing now, like that I'm planning, where you do a couple days on property, you stay, you know, if you want to be in the bubble for a couple of days, and then you do an off property, you stay at a hotel or a rental. I mean, renting a condo or a house where you have space, especially with kids, where you could spread out and like separate rooms, like it stinks sleeping.
You said that's the biggest pain in the butt with going on vacation is the room.
Yes. Because you gotta, especially when they're young, you know, like lights out at 8 o'clock and you're just sitting there staring at your phone for 3.5 hours.
Right.
Trying to fall asleep. You know, you don't want to wake them up in the middle of the night. As they get older, it's not as bad because they can stay up later and they'll go to sleep easier. But having a room, like just put them in their own room. You can go sit on the couch, have a couple drinks, watch TV, get a snack. Like all that stuff. It just brings that all into play.
Because I still like the bubble better than a VRBO. But I remember a couple years ago when the Patriots beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Your family was down, and we hung out with them and watched the first half in their hotel room. And then we went back to our VRBO, and we had just a single-family house. It was you know, three-bedroom, and we got back, and we took Rhodey out and let him pee, and then we watched the second half of the game, and we're just in the living room on a couch.
You're not sitting on a bed like four people on one bed trying to watch
the game. It was perfect, you know, like – Kristen was reading and laying on the couch, and I was hanging out with Rhodey, and we were watching the second half of the football game. Like, this is fantastic.
Just think of, like, the gentleman's trip. We stayed at that three-bedroom, and we were just all sitting on the couch watching the TV, hanging out in the kitchen. Yep. Like, if we had two – even if we had two adjoining rooms at, like, Pop Century that had, like, a connection, and we went back and forth, there'd just be, we'd each be sitting on a bed.
Right.
Watching TV, going in the little mini fridge and grabbing a beer. Like,
right.
It's just so much – the space is just so nice to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously being at, like, a place like the Beach Club, it's nice because you get the theming and you're so close to Epcot, you're so close to Hollywood Studios, and that is an advantage, but they're just pulling away these advantages little by little.
I mean, it's you're not going to spend $400 for that.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, and if you do, it might be for a night or two. I mean, whenever we do deluxe, it's the same thing. It's two nights max.
Right. We and like even Pop Century, like why am I going to even spend it? Pop Century is like $200, even with the discount.
Yep, you're out of your mind because Pop is a motel. It's a Motel 6. I mean, it's nice. Really nice. It's clean. It is what it is. It's small.
The rooms are very small. Yes,
you don't have a ton of amenities.
Right. If it was just Sarah and I, and we just wanted a place to sleep, and we wanted to be on property, Right. Well, like with. Like what Sue was saying last week, they're going to do parks. They want to do the parks. They just want a place to be on property and sleep, and that makes sense for them. Like, why spend an extra $100 a night if you're only going to spend the evenings in your room?
I still don't know if I could ever do $200 for that place without having any of the amenities.
Right.
With the Magical Express. I'm saying next year. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure, of course, yeah. Without being able to do Magical Express.
I mean, now you're like, if I got to rent my own car... I'll just stay on 192.
Yeah. And get a room. If you want to stay in a cheap room, you can go to like a Clarion like we did. What was that? $39?
Super cheap, but you could even go Mac Daddy and spend less than Pop and go to Orange Lake.
Right, exactly.
That was under $200 what we got.
For a three bedroom. Yeah. What did we spend between the four? It was like $35 a night for each of us or something?
I thought it was like 170 something, 170 change. 180 a night.
Might have been like 39 each.
And we were there for like what, 2 nights or 3 nights?
3 nights, I believe.
Yeah, so literally
it was under $100 for each of us, I think.
Yeah, because I was gonna say one of us picked up a night, but there were four of us.
Right.
So it was less than one, so yeah, it was like 140 a person for three nights. That's stupid.
Right. And granted, if you're doing, you know, even if you're doing your whole family, it's still cheap. Even for $200 a night, like Woodrow spent $200 a night on Pop, or $200 a night on a 3-bedroom beautiful suite at Orange Lake, which
years ago I would have said Pop, but now I do Orange Lake all day.
Right. And it can be more of a hit or miss. Like, you don't know until you have experience at those places. Like, you can kind of get fooled, but with all the amount of reviews online that you can read and do your research, like, it's hard to...
You can also check out our YouTube channel. We did a nice review on Orange Lake.
Orange Lake, yes. But I'm saying, like, if I find a nice rate at a place that I've never heard of on 192, it can be a crapshoot. You don't know, like, especially if you're not super familiar with the area.
Right.
Like, the Clarion, like, that was a dump, but the room was nice that we stayed. Like, the room itself was nice.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I would want to spend 7 nights there.
No, I mean, the pool was junky. You're like literally in a parking lot with, like, you could see a liquor store from the pool, which is a nice
experience. Which we did frequent once or twice, did we?
Yeah, we walked to it, but that's not a problem. We were there one night and we were in that liquor store 3 times, I think.
Yeah, because I think we went with Schaefer again, too.
Yeah. But that's, but there's a lot of options. And then the rental properties. 90% of them are in these gated communities that have a community center. They have a giant pool, lazy river, tennis courts, basketball courts, like all this stuff. And you're spending $75 a night for a place like that.
Yeah.
And you get 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Some of them have their own pool attached to them. Like, you can find ones with a private pool.
Mine had its own pool, the single family. Yeah. That was in the middle of the winter, so you had to pay an upcharge, and they were going to run that.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and we weren't going to use it, obviously. But, I mean, yeah, you could stay at Reunion
right,
and pay like a little bit more. But, I mean, you're getting lazy rivers. You're getting miniature golf. You're getting golf courses. I mean.
Right. But it's still, you know, but you're getting a house as well.
Yeah.
On top of it. And it's probably the same as staying at Beach Club. It's probably $400 a night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just these little things they chip away, and it just makes you think, and it makes you, like, do more research into the getting outside the bubble.
Yeah.
And even, like, the people like us, we're the ones that are still going to stay on property just because we love the bubble so much.
Right.
But, like, if you're a travel agent and you're advising people, like, what to do, like, why tell them to stay on property? Because now you got to rent a car. Now you got to figure out your own transportation. Like, it sold itself before. It's like, listen, we know it's a little more, but you get there, you don't have to do it. You don't have to touch your luggage. You get at your home airport, you give it to the person, you don't see it again until it's in your room. Like, that's nice. That's a nice advantage to have. Like, nothing's worse than waiting at that stupid luggage carousel for your bag to come out. Is that it? Is that it? I can't tell, you know. You wait with all these people. You miss it. It goes around. You know, it's such a pain, especially you got kids and they're trying to, like, they're all excited to be there. Now you got to wait 40 minutes to get your bag or whatever it is, 20 minutes. Hoof it down there. Then you got to go to a different level to get to where the transportation is. Like, that's not an easy airport to navigate. MCO.
MCO is big and
confusing.
Yeah.
There's two sides, the A side and the B side. And, you know, they had all the signs, Magical Express. You just follow the signs to the Magical Express. That's all you had to do.
Well, a lot of their rental cars, too, are, like, off-campus, too. Right. So you got to
take the bus. You got to make sure you rent one that's in terminal. And if you don't, then you got to take the tram to it. You got to make sure you go to the right. If you're renting from Dollar or Hertz or whatever, you got to make sure you go to the right terminal where that rental thing is. Just add so much more headache and planning to a vacation where they're already making you do so much planning with, you know, reservations so far ahead. Now you got to plan which park you're going to every day. You know, it's just an extra layer of crap to deal with. Anyway. But if you're going to do that anyway, you might as well save 50% and stay off property.
I think this is going to hurt their resorts.
Yeah, we'll see. As they're building them, too. Although they put that one on hold, right? That
Reflections.
Whatever, Reflections.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing. It's going to sit there like the other half of Pop Century did for a while after 9/11.
Rats.
running rampant, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Anything else you want to say, or should we take our second break?
We can take our second break.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. You just got through. We're wrapping up episode number 358 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. Any final thoughts there about the death of Disney's Magical Express?
And Extra Magic Hours.
And Extra Magic Hours, which they didn't officially kill, but I think the writing's on the wall for that. And imagine being an annual pass holder out in California.
Yeah, we might have to table that and talk about that. I mean, every week now, it's just we're going to talk about dead soldiers, aren't we?
Take away. Can you, I mean, right now, that's the only business they're getting in Florida, so they wouldn't dare do it, the pass holders. But
right.
We'll see how that goes. Maybe the writing's on the wall. I don't know what they're going to do. They said new and exciting options. There's always going to be a way. You can always pay for, like, it's just going to be one, probably. They're going to say there's one, no blackouts, it's $1,000. Because they had all these other options where you could pay, you only get to go during the week in September or whatever. There's all different stuff. So maybe they're just going to revamp the whole thing and just do it more like Walt Disney World and just have a couple options for locals. I don't know. We'll see. It just, you'd think if they were going to do it in one, they'd do it in Florida first. Because it's obviously more travel people that go in as opposed to locals normally. Like, there's a ton of APs down there, but in Disneyland, that's like 70% of their business is annual pass.
Bill, it's 70%, and I was reading there's between 1 and 1.5 million
annual pass holders. And they're just going to give people money back right now.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand the plan at all. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you think you just let them lapse, just don't sell anymore? Let people run out the string? They're going to give people money back on this thing. I don't get that at all. Well, like you said,
for a year.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is once they open it, like say, okay, it starts now, just use them. We already have the money. Like, why give money back to people?
I think the problem is that, like you said, the only people who go there are AP.
Right.
Newsom's a nut. They're probably going to only allow 2% capacity. Oh,
that's true. So you're saying like when they open, only APs would go and then they would make zero money. No, so they'd rather give the money back and then charge people to come in.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
When 70% of your people are AP, then what are you going to tell? None of them are going to be able to go.
That's true. You're going to have to do reservation. It's going to be very strict, like you
said. And it's going to be super strict, yeah.
Who's going to pay for it?
Whereas in Florida,
like you said, $500, we guarantee we let you in any day. But if you pay $100, then you got to go into this lottery system to get in. Who knows? Yeah,
that's going to backfire.
Everything is. This could be. I mean,
they're insane cults, those California, those Disneyland AP holders.
Yeah, definitely. That's true.
They're crazy.
They really are. I feel bad. Like, that's, I mean, but some people, they just go every day and they'll just like hang out and sit on the bench.
Yeah.
But whatever. Hey, good for them. Anyway, anything else you want to add here?
No, another fantastic
Positive.
Yeah.
I saw you put another video up. Is that the return trip now?
That's the return. We'll do the we did the return trip from Magic Kingdom back to Fort Wilderness
on the water taxi. So go to youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates, and look for that video there.
Got a couple of good ones coming up. We're going to do the walkway from the Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian.
Nice. That just opened up recently.
Yep. So we got that, and then we have a little dog walk with Rhodey.
And you got the golf cart ride too, right?
Right, yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up.
Very nice.
Reliving your memories.
So looking forward to that. And you also, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WDWBTG. Go to WDWBTG.com. Subscribe to us wherever you download your podcast. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Leave us reviews, please. It does help us out. You can email the show info at WDWBTG.com, Mike at WDWBTG.com, and Gary at WDWBTG.com. Did I forget anything?
No, you hit everything.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 358 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.